Uh-oh.
A little bit of Ray. The best bits.
Scare King.
Cool. Hi, guys. How's it going?
We're not having a good date.
Really? What's up?
JP's very upset.
Why? Are you having another fight?
No, the fight is over. Okay. We're getting over the fight.
Why are you upset, JP?
We seem to be going from crisis. We seem to be careering between from crisis to crisis.
There is a lot of drama going on. So what's happening?
You tell her.
I don't want to get into. Oh.
You tell her. I can't tell her. I can't talk about it.
Look, we've lost 2,000 listeners.
Okay.
We've lost 2,000 listeners.
There's no other way of spinning it.
What?
They're in my house.
They're in your. Yeah. Gee, I didn't realize your house was that big.
Yeah, they're in my house. Did I not tell you?
No!
Guys, you don't have to. They're in my house. We've been hanging out for ages. Sorry.
So why have you been going person to person saying, hey, do you want to come over to my house instead of listening to Ray and JP in the afternoon?
Well, we listen to you guys in my house.
But hang on. They're not listening. That's the problem. We lost 2,000.
I am very entertaining. I'm sorry, guys. But they are in my house and they love the show.
It doesn't matter who said, and people keep saying it's like 2,000. It's like
two people.
Less than 1% of the audience. You're still the biggest thing on afternoon radio. It's like, no. And JP particularly, he's devastated.
Do you think that I would be here if I thought for a second that was a bad thing?
Well, here are the
guys,
thing.
Guys, please.
Where are you? What we're doing, right? And we are using it as, like, with every cloud, it's got a silver lining, okay? Mm-hmm. And the silver lining on this is, they're actually the 2,000 that we were just dying to get rid of anyway. Right?
It's like spring cleaning.
So now we can say it. Now we can say what we like about them. We're basically bad-mouthing the ones that left.
Fair.
And we've been wanting to say for the last 2.5 years, but we couldn't because they were here. They were right here. Martina.
Afternoon, lads.
Good afternoon, Martina.
There's Moaney, Johnny, Party Fran, Hairy Mary and Dirty Dan.
Hang on, there's four of them then. Are they all there on the list?
They are.
What are their names again?
There's Moaney, Johnny.
Moaney, Johnny.
Party Fran, okay. Hairy Mary and Dirty Dan.
Hairy Mary. Dirty Dan, sorry.
Never mind them, sure my loyalty's true and I'd never leave you. So don't be blue. Now give me that prize, please. Martina.
Hey, cheers, Martina. Chasing the prize. Putting in the work, it has to be said. Elaine is there. Elaine?
Hi, lads.
Hey, Elaine.
Rumour has it Jono's after leaving your listenership, but apparently he'll be back in 3 to 5 years, depending on good behaviour.
All right, yep. Let's see. Well, he's got a good excuse.
I need to get him out of my house.
Is he in solitary, then? Is that why he's not allowed to listen to us?
Yeah,
let's get us in the podcast. In the clink. Ray, we lost Annette Curtin. She was always spouting bad puns. From Martin in Waterford. Love the show. Hey, Martin.
Martin, you're nearly on the list now yourself.
You're cutting it fine. You're taking some chances. Angela says, Ray and JP, we can finally say what we all suspected now. Frank used to steal the biscuits.
Yeah. I've been saying that. You
I
were
didn't
never
think it
convinced.
Was Frank. I didn't think it was Frank, but he's a cute whore. He's sneaky enough to get away with it. Jay is over there in Waterford. He says, hey, Ray and JP, what about Sinead? Not listening because she's off on maternity leave, in inverted commas. I'm off on maternity leave. I can't listen. You know what? And Jay in Waterford, you're absolutely right. Sinead, having a baby doesn't turn you deaf. You can still listen.
But two functioning ears.
They say that women are great at multitasking. Having a baby doesn't mean that you can't hear anymore. Yeah, having a baby means you're low on sleep, you're sore, you're hungry, you've no time to yourself.
And you have to keep another human being alive.
You have to keep another human being alive, fair. But it still doesn't mean that you know...
Shame on you, Sinead.
Shame on you, Sinead. Linda's in Tipperary. She says, hey, Ray, another listener you've lost is Roger. So long, Roger. He started cold water swimming every day. It's just as well he's gone. No more daily... Does he have one of them dry robes? You know he's got a dry robe.
He got a great deal on one.
And is Roger wearing flip-flops or Crocs?
I'm wearing flip-flops today, though, so can I just...
Yeah. Well, that's fair enough. It's just about no more daily reports on how cold the water is. Jesus, it's freezing today. And how amazing it is for you. Do you know what? It's really good for your mind.
Is it?
It's really good for your mind. Pick one. I'll give one of these prize. Go on, pick. And a dealer's choice, I don't mind.
I like the Frank the Biscuit Burglar one.
Who sent that in?
So, Angela.
Angela, well done. You are our winner this afternoon. You have won a fabulous break to Fota Island Resort. You're aware.
Yeah.
Wow. That's all it took. Just giving out about the other listeners. What other shows do it? Right, let's have a look at what's worth watching this weekend. By the way, I tried a few of your suggestions from last week.
Yeah, I know. And you texted me last Saturday and you weren't happy, Ray.
Yeah, Kira's really just here for my personal recommendations as to what I should watch. And then when I watch them based on her recommendations, I do not hold back when it comes to giving back my feedback.
It was a Saturday night. I was sitting there relaxing.
I was a bottle and a half of Chardonnay in.
Yeah, I was a bystander. There I am in my apartment watching my phone beeping on and off and the two of you exchanging messages at a pace, a frequency. I had no interest in joining
in. Did you not think that I was being just really restrained and fair, though?
Yeah, yeah.
You were continuing to argue the case, going, oh, but no, but it is really good. He's like, no, rubbish. No, this is rubbish. Waste of my time. That's not waste of my time. Don't bother coming in next week. Hang up the phone.
What are we looking at first?
Well, sports lovers and Man United fans are going to love this. It's a docuseries called 99, and it is a three-part docuseries documenting Man United creating history, winning the treble in 1999.
Oh, I've seen this. This is the one where David Beckham puts his head in the door and he says, yeah, your dad had a Rolls Royce.
No, it's a different one.
Oh, all right. It's just
similar,
very similar. This is called 99 for the Man U fans in your life.
The treble. It was the Holy Grail to win the Premier League.
The FA Cup.
And the Champions League.
Can Manchester United score? They always score.
No team in English football has ever won the treble.
Whatever you do, only this will define you. Forever.
'99. It had been a hell of a season.
People want to know what happened. How was it on the inside?
We've all got our stories.
There was desperation.
Sheer fear.
I remember thinking, I should have done at this football club.
High drama.
I loved this. Okay, and full disclosure, I am not a Man United fan. Man United was kind of forced upon me for the last 20 years by my younger brother. So it just happened that I would have known all about Paul Scholes and Nicky Butt and Andy Cole and Dwight York and Roy Keane and David Beckham and the Nevilles and whatnot from that particular team in that particular time. But I do remember clearly the night they won the treble, because there was high drama in my house, but I remember it so clearly. And I remember thinking at the time, wow, history has been made here.
Mm. We were out that night, weren't we, JP? We were out drinking with a Man United fan and he lost his mind.
Ah, was that DK?
I think it was that night. Some people, even listening to that, it's like, this is the era, not necessarily 1999, but it was the culmination of that, I suppose, when they did win the treble. But this was the era that created generations, or a generation, of Man United fans.
You see, that's it. And the season start was pretty bad for Man United in 1998. And remember, it was on the back of David Beckham and that particular World Cup. Mm. So he had an awful lot to prove as well, again, playing for Man United. And all those boys had kind of come up together in the academy under Alex Ferguson. And this was their time to all kind of mesh together and potentially go on and win the treble, which they did. And I think what's a really good sign about a sports documentary, if you're watching it and you're still excited about what's about to happen, even though you know what happened, because it's been well documented, there's loads of things like behind the scenes. Did you know that Alex Ferguson resigned as manager as Man United before they won the treble?
No,
none of the players knew either. Gary Neville was just as surprised as the three of us.
On what basis? Was he falling out with them, or was
Man United were just doing really badly? They were going through a losing streak, and the fans had lost faith in him, and management had. But within a day, he took back his resignation and obviously went on to be one of the most successful managers of all time. Gorgeous love story between Andy Cole and Dwight York. And their friendship up front, their partnership up front and whatnot. And by the sounds of things, there was a Christmas party in December 1998 and they all just let loose, and Roy Keane gave this really rousing speech, and they all decided at that Christmas party that they were not going to lose going forward. And something happened. I believe it was the magic of Roy Keane's speech, and obviously Man United, they just kind of banded together and they created history winning the treble.
Wow. I suppose it does take a character like that as well, though, doesn't it? Like,
and
Roy.
It was just so nice. Do you know what? I will say one negative about this. There wasn't enough Roy Keane. Like, there was loads of footage of young
Roy
Keane.
That's always the problem. That's all of our problems in life.
Isn't it? But he wasn't one of the talking heads.
Oh, so hang on. I was about to say, is Alex Ferguson in this? Does he speak?
Sir Alex Ferguson is in it. He speaks. You've got everyone from Andy Cole, Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, Paul Scholes, Nicky Butt, the Nevilles.
Who?
Japp Stam.
Solskjaer. I can't believe they got Solskjaer. I can't believe Solskjaer cleared his diary for that one.
Yeah. So Roy Keane wouldn't have been in this documentary because I'm sure part of it is a love letter to Alex Ferguson, and Roy Keane would not be sitting there involved in that. Because they don't like each other.
But they did get Solskjaer.
How do you pronounce it?
We just said it.
Solskjaer.
Yeah, sure. 100%.
Sure.
There's nothing to worry about. It's fine. It's so suggestive.
We've all moved past that now, Ciara.
Come on, Ciara, Jesus.
Look, I don't think you need to be a Man United supporter to watch this and love it, because I think it is... Do you know what I took from it? I was like, you need to be surrounded by the right people.
Not the pronunciation of a salt star, anyway.
You're not a Man United fan. It's not like he and I know that much about Man United either, to be fair. We're only poking fun.
You watched the documentary?
She's got the hump.
She's mad now at me.
No, that WhatsApp group's going to be flying.
It's funny. Don't be mad at me. It's funny. I will be watching it, and it sounds like they've all got a story to tell. Is it a series, or is it just a movie-length doc?
It is a three-part docuseries.
Okay, cool beans. 99, it's called. What's the next one?
What do you want to talk about? Do you want to talk about Young Offenders, or do you want to chat about Bridgerton?
Oh,
let's I know you're obviously huge fans of Bridgerton.
I'm a massive Bridgerton fan. I'll be wearing my frock this weekend. Have a listen. This is series three, season three of Bridgerton, back on streamers this weekend.
Hey, it's good to see you.
Is it?
Something wrong?
Seems as though every Bridgerton was born to attract notice. For some of us, notice is very slight.
If a husband is what you seek, let me help you. Are we not friends?
Friends.
I should like to see your skills as they are first.
How delightful to see you all. The splendid weather we are having. I would not be angry if you found me to be a lost cause.
You must not say such things. You are Penelope Featherington. Do not forget that.
She's not seeking a husband in you, I hope.
No, I'm only helping her find one.
Since when are you worried about Penelope?
He's back. He's Bridgerton.
Yep. So if you haven't seen Bridgerton, which I suspect neither of you have,
nope.
It's basically like a lusty period piece, a Regency era marriage market, where the main kind of thing every season is that people are introduced to society and they have to find husbands, because that's what you had to do back then. But this series is built around Nicola Coughlan, Galway girl Nicola Coughlan.
What's her... she's Featherington,
she's
is she?
She's Penelope Featherington, right. But she also is Lady Whistledown, who is the anonymous author of the most scandalous paper that goes around high society in this particular in this particular series. And she has pined after her friend Colin Bridgerton. The Bridgertons are the family that the books are based on, and hence the TV show. And it's all about those long simmering feelings that they have for each other as she decides she's finally going to get a husband.
All right. We've loved her, like, from the first episode of Bridgerton. She was already in Derry Girls. She's crossed over then into this. And of course, everyone was rooting for her.
Yeah.
I interviewed her a couple of times on the 6 o'clock show. She's a sweetheart. She's from Galway.
She comes across so lovely.
Hilarious, funny, cheeky, charming. She's just really, really lovely. And when you see her in this, then you're kind of rooting for her.
You absolutely are.
And this is a huge production. This is absolutely massive. And they didn't know if it was going to keep going, if it was going to run. And now third series, and this is the one built
it
around
is indeed.
Her. Look, so we're flying the Irish flag.
We are indeed. Now, there isn't the excitement or kind of the giddiness or the lustfulness of the first two seasons. But if you're a Bridgerton fan, there's gorgeous costumes. There's brilliant covers of pop, instrumental, orchestral music. And you'll enjoy it.
Who's your man, the love interest for her then? What's is he?
He is Luke Newton. His name is Colin Bridgerton.
Luke Newton. Sorry, Luke Newton. Let me look him up and let's see how she's getting on over there.
Does he pass muster?
He's a good looking boy.
Yeah. He's good looking.
Yeah, he's a good
looking. You would accept his hand.
Yeah.
He's a good looking. Well, I get sign off, you see, because she's Irish. They have to run all their boyfriends by me first.
Oh, okay.
I'm like the dad. I'm like, where does your man think he's going? Hey, where do you think you're going? You better be back by 11. Hi, Ray Foley's my name. There's John Paul.
Hello, Ray.
Hi.
Hi. So when you use my full name, it throws me.
And Ciara King is there as
Hello.
Well.
Hello.
What are your middle names, Ciara King?
My middle names are, well, I'm Ciara Marie King, and then I took Siobhan for my confirmation.
Siobhan, Ciara Marie, Siobhan. They're all solid. Nick King, yeah. I saw an Instagram the other day of a lady, or a TikTok. She was saying her sister is such a Billie Eilish fan, for her confirmation name, she went for Billie Eilish. Both Billie and Eilish.
Well, Eilish kind of works in Ireland.
Yeah, of course.
I get it.
I'm Billie's solid enough as well. Right, give us one more. What are we looking at?
Okay, if you're looking for something to bring the kids to this weekend, the big one out in cinemas is a movie called If.
If. If.
If. It stands for, sorry, imaginary friend.
All right, sorry. Okay, have a listen.
What if I told you imaginary friends are real? When their kids grow up, they're forgotten.
Are any of them scary?
Worse. Desperate.
We've started a matchmaking agency to help IFs find new kids.
Or we-
me just disappear.
I can help you.
How?
Because I'm a kid.
You are the chosen one.
Nope, nope. Let's not give her a complex.
Good luck, short sack. It's all up to you.
No pressure.
And Mom said too much candy isn't good for your tummy, but I said, oh my God.
Oh, my eyes can taste it.
I am so sorry.
You don't taste that in your eyeballs?
Ryan Reynolds, I think there.
That is Ryan Reynolds.
You know, I've been thinking, I wonder where he is. He's been quiet. Yeah, he's been quiet. Yeah.
When was Deadpool? 10 years ago. There is kind of a little bit of overexposure going on with particular American actors. Well, actually, he's not American; he's Canadian. But Ryan Reynolds does star in this and probably saves it as well on an awful lot of regards. Mm. So John Krasinski, this is his kind of. Now we saw what he can do as a director in The Quiet Place 1 and 2. Brilliant movies. And so now he's kind of moving into children's movies or whatnot. This is a really sweet story about a young girl who's lost her mum and suddenly she can see imaginary friends everywhere. Do you have imaginary friends?
No.
I don't think,
JP's my imaginary friend.
No, I'm right here.
No, he's real.
You can hear him.
I can hear him. He's real. I can see him. Yeah.
Watch this. Because I think I'm the only one that can hear it. Watch this. www.
Too many W's.
Did you hear that?
No.
Did you hear someone say too many W's?
No. That was weird.
I knew it.
Anyway, this is a really sweet story about reconnecting with your inner child and the
did
wonders.
Did you hear that?
No.
Why?
No, I didn't hear anything.
Hello?
See?
Wait.
I can hear it.
Hello?
You can't.
No.
Hello, Ray.
Did you hear that? Hello, Ray.
No.
It's mad. I'm the only one that can hear it.
I don't like this.
I don't like this. He said, I don't like this.
Okay.
I really don't like this.
Go on, Kira, sorry.
So, have you ever seen Toy Story, Monsters, Inc.?
That's what I'm thinking about, particularly the Toy Story element.
So,
yeah.
I've seen those movies.
So, Ray, there is that element of kind of that about it. So, it's kind of like, what I feel really mean when I say this, it's kind of like a poor man's Pixar or Disney. Mm. But the concept is absolutely gorgeous. And there is a star-studded cast of voiceovers. Steve Carell, Sam Rockwell, Emily Blunt. I wonder how she got that gig.
She was auditioned. I'd say she was auditioned.
Matt Damon, Blake
She's
Lively.
To John Krasinski.
Also, Brad Pitt plays Keith, who is an invisible imaginary friend that has a reoccurring joke with Ryan Reynolds in this. It's sweet and it's fun, and I think it's one to bring the kids to this weekend.
Awesome. This is animated, though, right?
Yeah.
And Krasinski, did he write or direct it or both? Like, because he's hardly an animator, is he? I mean, well, I suppose you come up with the concept. You
probably
write
come
it.
Up with the concept and probably wrote it and whatnot. So right, I'm sure he directed the animation.
I doubt John is inside in the front room doing the.
You
drawings.
Never know. He's that talented.
Oh, come on.
He's that talented.
There's nothing this guy can't do. Right, it's called If. Lovely kids movie. If you're stuck for something to watch with the family this weekend, Kira King, thank you so much for that.
Thank you so much. Will you tell JP I say goodbye?
JP.
Yeah?
Kira says goodbye.
I know, I heard her.
But she...
I'm right here.
She doesn't...
Bye, Kira.
Kira, you don't realise that he's real.
Is he?
Bye.
I'm not hearing anything.
I'm waving.
He's not just in my imagination. He's real.
Okay, cool.
All right.
Maybe you should go and see Imaginary Friend this weekend.
Okay, I'm going to bring JP. JP, do you want to come and see?
Yes, please.
A little bit of Ray. The best bits. Catch Ray Foley from 2 p.m. weekdays on Today FM.
Ray.
Yeah.
I love the show.
Hey.